I'm Ralph Witowicz. I teach mathematics here at Shepherd University.
And you're getting ready to teach something more than mathematics. Explain the new major that's being offered this next fall.
So we have a new major in data analytics with two concentrations. One is kind of a mathy side, it's advanced analytics. The other is the biology side in bioinformatics. The idea of data analytics is you want to take data, you know, a bunch of numbers, and convert them into knowledge, right? Some kind of understanding of what those numbers tell you.
What will students be able to do once they get this major in these two concentrations?
And the job market is great. All sorts of different fields. So healthcare is a big, you know, is hiring a lot right now. Finance, you know, they have terabytes of loan data, and they need to go through that and understand, okay, where are our risks? You know, they need to run these stress tests every year, or twice a year now, for the government. So that's all data analytics. So finance, healthcare, sports. A lot of these leagues are, you know, doing data analysis on their players' performance and so on, and using that for trades and so on. What else? Science. I mean, a lot of the new scientific instruments just generate so much data, you have to have some kind of skill in data analytics. Green Bank, for example, we've had several students who've worked down there on internships, and I had one that I talked to today who's working on the Pulsar discovery project. So they get data, and each student working on it is supposed to look at their data set and try to discover pulsars in their data set. So lots of different fields are going this way. Social media, writing apps that people use on Facebook to find out new things, find new friends.
These students, you mentioned some areas where they could go into when they get a degree, but what type of work would they do?
So everything from, you know, kind of small entrepreneurial ideas. So, for example, there was a company in Spain I talked with a few years ago. What they did is they learned how to mine social network data for information about companies. Like if people are saying good things about Apple, how can they use that to estimate what Apple stock is going to do? So this is a company called RavenPack. So they were about 20 employees a few years ago. So they would have, you know, they'd have some programmers doing natural language processing. How do you take the words out of tweets and things and get the important words, not just a and the and stuff? And then given the important words, how do you get that as a measurement of what the stock is going to do? So some people who knew finance, some people who knew programming and natural language processing, and of course marketing people, you know, how to sell this data once they've got it. And so now they sell their system, they lease it for $70,000 a year. Small-scale things like that to, you know, just large DOD projects. I mean, you read about what the intelligence community and DOD are doing all the time in the news, and so, you know, big data and data analytics is important in those fields.
Let's talk a little bit about why Shepherd is a good place to study data analytics.
Mm-hmm. You know, we're close to D.C. We're close to a lot of industry. There's a lot of finance in D.C. A lot of DOD is hiring in this area. NIST over in Gaithersburg, Maryland, that's one of their big focus areas. There's lots of opportunities nearby. Pittsburgh is a big area for hiring. The Baltimore, D.C. area is, I think, number three in the country in data analytics hiring, you know, outside of San Francisco and New York.
Hi, I'm Cher Hendrickson at Shepherd University in the Department of Biology.
Basically, you're the other half of what's going to be the big data major. Explain what your role in that major and creating that major is.
Well, when the idea came up for a data analytics major, it only made sense to include biology as a concentration because there are a lot of new jobs and opportunities out there for people to use their biology background and use their computing background together. Right now, the data generation is outpacing, I think, the analytics. So it's a good time to get into the field.
Mm-hmm. So what kinds of things, from the standpoint of biology, is creating the data?
Well, when we started with the human genome, we were just starting to get the technologies where we could generate lots of data at one time, in genetics, and pretty soon expression data followed, and proteomics. We have a lot of new equipment and biotechnology that instead of just working on one small gene, you can run starting at 360 at the same time or thousands at the same time. Because you can no longer look at each piece of data as its own entity. Now you need to come up with some rules for what's going to be good data. You need to be able to do quality control. You need to then be able to then apply statistics without looking at each data piece itself, looking at it as one large group and pulling out, mining what the most important parts of the biology are.
Are you excited about this being offered at Shepherd?
Yeah, I'm very excited about it. I think we're going to create some strong students with the combination of backgrounds that will enable them to do some, you know, pretty exciting things.